Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 19th of October. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we seek to understand compassion by seeing through the eyes of Jesus, reflecting on his story of the Good Samaritan. We turn again to our Bible passage for this week, Luke chapter 10 and verses 30 to 37. The parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus replied with a story. A Jewish man was travelling from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he was attacked by bandits. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him up, and left him half dead beside the road. By chance, a priest came along. But when he saw the man lying there, he crossed to the other side of the road and passed him by. A temple assistant walked over and looked at him lying there, but he also passed by on the other side. Then a despised Samaritan came along, and when he saw the man, he felt compassion for him. Going over to him, the Samaritan soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he took care of him. The next day he handed the innkeeper 2 silver coins, telling him, "Take care of this man. If his bill runs higher than this, I'll pay you the next time I'm here." Now, which of these 3 would you say was a neighbour to the man who was attacked by bandits? Jesus asked. The man replied, "The one who showed him mercy." Then Jesus said, "Yes, now go and do the same." Amen. Do you like being interrupted? I have to confess, I have a hard time accepting it sometimes. Being interrupted is an experience that we've all encountered in our daily lives. A moment of concentration shattered, a conversation stopped dead in its tracks, a task that urgently requires attention. Yet, how we respond to this interruption, and particularly the decision to let compassion guide our response, is valuable and worth dwelling upon for a few moments. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, we find a tale of compassion intertwined with the profound impact of being interrupted. This powerful narrative about the virtuous Samaritan who chooses to assist an injured stranger over continuing his journey uninterrupted reverberates through time. Perhaps the true beauty of the parable lies not only in the act of kindness, but also in the Samaritan's readiness to accept the interruption, replacing any frustration with kindness and understanding. Being interrupted can be an avenue to express compassion and a call to seize opportunities to make a positive difference in someone else's life. Remarkably, when interruptions are seen as prospects for compassion rather than intrusions, our perspective begins to shift and helps cultivate more gratifying connections with those around us. Let's embrace interruptions as opportunities rather than seeing them as frustrations. If we take a leaf from the Book of the Good Samaritan, there is potential for richness, compassion, and growth in being interrupted. Instead of viewing an interruption as obstructive, we can transform it into a shared moment of empathy and kindness. In our modern society, often governed by schedules and rigidity, being interrupted comes as a breath of essential fresh air, throwing us off made paths and enabling us to walk on untravelled trails. Life is not about the destination we arrive at, but the interruptions along the journey. Those beautiful human moments that create a lasting impact. You may want to think more deeply about these thoughts during your day-to-day, and if so, then this question may help you. How can you show compassion the next time you are interrupted? I hope to see you tomorrow for the last of this week's daily devotionals, as we consider immersing ourselves in God's love, so that we can care for others more than we care for ourselves.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.